more out there?
Yes, there are. We'll bring in
lots of good treats for you today, Tom.
Thank you, guys.
Tom, would you rather that we sign a contract and stay here or go to another radio station?
Stay here.
You'd rather have a stay here.
He didn't have to. He didn't have to waste any time on that one.
Would you rather that we went to a station like DC 101?
Yeah, because I hate DC 101 because Elliot's there.
All right, well, but we've worked with plenty of people that I'm sure you don't like.
Like who?
I don't know. Who else don't you like? Do you like Howard?
No.
See, we work with Howard, and you don't like Howard.
I like you all better than Howard. Because
like you, Tom.
Hey, look at this right here, buddy.
What, buddy?
He's got the beard.
I got the same thing you got.
He's got the goatee. Yeah.
Yeah, same thing you've got, Don.
Tom, I got hair on the side, though. I've got an actual beard there. See?
Hey, but I don't, Tom. Look. See, it's just like yours.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
My man. You're letting him touch you.
Yeah, he's my buddy.
All the time.
He is my buddy. He is. Yeah, and I like it when he claps his hands like that. Yeah. You are my man, Tom.
So, Tom, you think we should stay
at WJFK because I can come in and do all my bits and stuff.
But there you go.
But you could come in at whatever radio station we worked at.
Yeah.
Tom, do you think we should work at WMAL?
No.
Why?
Because that's a talk station.
So is this one, though.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
WMAL might be better than this one because it's on on Jennifer Street in Washington, D.C.
He knows where all the radio stations are.
That's right, Tom.
Tom, thank you for helping us with our negotiation.
And Tom, as wacky as it sounds, what would you think if Mike and I were to work at the country station, WMZQ?
Because they are Clear Channel.
You know what? He knows his radio.
Yes,
he knows his radio.
I think we may be talking to our next agent.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right here.
Tom always helps us with our. Tom, you are very helpful with our negotiations.
Tom, how do you spell agent?
ACT period.
Act.
Perfect. Right.
Our act in Chicago.
How do you spell contract?
CONT.
Yeah?
CONT. TAREY.
Contrary.
How do you spell term?
Term?
Term.
TARAM.
Taram.
Beautiful. All right, thanks, Tom. Going back to the green room.
More treats coming up for you, Tom.
More treats?
Get a beverage. We'll bring you back in just a second, Tom.
Mike, can I get some, any more water I can have?
Yeah, here, take my bottle. There you go. That's my other bottle.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, buddy. No problem.
Thanks, Tom. See you in a little while, Tom.
Anybody out there listening?
Yep.
Go to TomGavin.com.
TomGavin.com.
Right.
And also, Dennis Murphy, you suck.
Yeah. Oh.
All right, Tom.
There he goes. He's taking advantage of his time.
There he is. Tom,
you can leave your skull in here, Tom.
Now, coming up in the next break, let me check in with our man, Joe.
He should be out at his location.
Now, I don't want him to start yet, but we'll find out if Joe is ready.
We're soon he is going to be trick-or-treating for beer.
Mm-hmm. Let's see if he picks up my cell phone. I've got the ring set on high just for Joe. There he is. Joe, a stinky. I thought your catchphrase is stinky poon.
Stinky poon hotline.
Are you in a residential area?
I am, with lots of cars and looks like people are home.
All right, great. Well, then,
hear me okay? I'm using the headset.
Yeah, absolutely. Joe, we're going to go to break. I'll call you back as soon as we get out of the break, and you can start. Do you have your little wagon?
Yep.
All right, and again, when you knock on the door, you're going to say,
Happy Halloween from the Don and Mike Show. I'm Joe. I forgot.
All right, it's Happy Halloween from the Don and Mike Show. Beer, please.
Beer, please. Okay, gotcha.
All right.
And if they, you know, they don't get that with your incredible rapier delivery,
then you can say, you know, may I have a beer, please?
It was actually Trick or Treat from the Don and Mike Show.
Trick or Treat from the Don and Mike Show. Beer, please.
Trick or Treat from the Don and Mike Show. Beer, please.
All right, now, if you say it like that, you're probably going to be, you're probably going to get somebody running you over with their car.
Use your regular voice.
I'm wearing a bunny suit.
I know, but just use your regular Joe voice.
Gotcha.
All right, call you back soon.
Which is more difficult, communicating with Tom or Joe?
I don't know. Or Alan. We will continue the show of a thousand horrors when we come right back.
This.
Valida?
Yes. Tell me to take a piece of cheese.
I get your Safeway, so I got the Safeway.
Listen to this.
Yeah. Great, great stuff. Then you can hear him? Rocket.
What the hell is he talking about?
Joe?
Thank you.
Is that man elderly?
He was, they didn't get it.
All right, so that, all right, well, you know, it sounds like they're non-drinkers, though, so I really don't count that as a dead end.
That's all right, let's
they didn't have any beer in the house.
Go to the next house, Joe.
All right. People coming out from work now.
Yeah.
And you know, he could have given you a piece of cheese.
And remember, Joe is wearing a full-size pink bunny suit.
That's right.
With sunglasses, pulling a cooler on wheels.
And as you can tell, at most houses,
we got a nice young family.
People love Joe.
Yeah. Yeah, well, everybody loves Joe anyway.
Right.
But who doesn't love Joe in a bunny suit?
Everybody's just standing looking at me.
Of course. You're a giant bunny.
With sunglasses on.
And beers.
Trick or treat from the Don and Mike show. Beer, please. Yes. Do you have any beer?
No.
No beer.
How about wine?
How about wine? Lunch meat? Cheese?
Cheese.
Yeah.
May I have a piece of cheese, please?
I'm there you right now. So are you.
May I have a piece of cheese, please?
May I have a piece of cheese, please? Perhaps one of the pre-wrapped singles? Wait, he's getting me some cheese. I'm sorry.
Make sure they don't have any beer, Joe.
And ask for cigarettes as well.
Do you have any cigarettes, too?
What did you get?
I got a wine cooler and a natural light. Down the street. Ah, pre-wrapped singles.
Ah, very good. A piece of
Thank
cheese.
Thank you, young man. Happy
All right.
Halloween from the Don and Mike show.
All right, go on to the next house, Joe. We'll do one more before the break.
Spreading goodwill. Absolutely.
You can also ask for painkillers at the next stop if they don't have beer.
Fantastic.
Right on.
Yeah, there you go. That got the response. Right on. Yeah.
Trick or treat, do you have any Tylenol?
Oh, wait a minute. This house has one of those crummy baskets in front with the candy in it already.
All right, then just move past it, Joe. Move on to the next house. And for those who might be trick-or-treating, thinking about it now with the kids, how is the foot traffic?
It's coming along.
How's the weather, Joe?
Weather's great.
Very good.
Nice and brisk. Very brisk. Huh? Not as cold as Tall Dave.
Tall Dave, let's see what you got.
Wow.
Hey, hey there.
We couldn't have done better if we rigged this contest.
This is pretty amazing.
Tall Dave, what did you pull?
Smell Tom's breath for 30 seconds.
Oh, there you go. Winner.
For my money, this might be the worst one of all.
Absolutely. Tom's taking a big swig of water now.
This is where you put your face right in front of Tom. And Tom, all you do is just go,
exhale.
For 30 seconds. Ready?
Ready.
And go. Go. Blow out, Tom.
Oh, God.
Tom, go.
Tom, blow out your ear.
Oh, God.
All right, Tom. No. Blow out, Tom. Blow out.
Oh, Jesus. Sweet Jesus.
Blow out, Tom.
Joe Artinger has made his way back into the
Blow out, Tom.
Oh, God.
Blow out again.
Eat the trash can. My puke.
Oh, God.
Oh, that is horrible. Dude, brush your
way to go.
All right, Big Dave. Let's
Good
see
job,
what
Dave.
Number,
what do you
Dave?
Got?
Number 13, lucky 13.
Is 13 a winner, Lisa?
No.
Open that.
Uh-oh. Now let's see, do we have a winner finally?
After surviving that,
let's see what we got.
13, one of the numbers.
Bingo! $500.
We have a $500
winner. $500 for Tall Dave.
And as you see, the number on the card is... Number 13.
Uh-huh. Very good.
And the other winning number was number 5.
Wow. Fantastic.
Congratulations, Big Dave.
Thank you very much, Don and Mike.
You have won $500. Marge, Fight Club.
Sorry, guys.
Let's give them $100 each.
Yeah.
Because they did so many tasks
good
today.
Good job. Very
nice
good.
Nice job with all of you. Happy Halloween. Tom?
Yes?
Thank you for coming and being a part of the show.
Yes.
It's always great having you on the show.
Did you have a good time, Tom?
Yes, I did. And I like to say something else to anybody out there listening.
Yes.
Hey, John Gouses and John Palmer, come on down to JV's restaurant. 6666 Arlington Boulevard, Sunday night. Sunday night, John Gouches is bartending. Thanks. We need people out there, and happy Halloween, guys, and see ya!
Yeah, way to go,
Thank
Tom.
Thank you, Tom. Bye, Tom.
Get your socks.
Bye-bye.
Wow. Way to go, Tommy.
Wow.
Good job. It was all you today, Tom.
That worked out even better. That worked out better than I imagined with those three people. What was that?
It
was Joe. Oh, Joe's here. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe. Hi, buddy.
Joe's back in his bunny suit.
Hello.
Having a beer.
How's that beer, Joe?
It's great.
Very good.
This is quite the festive scene as Tom tries to put his shirt on and Joe's chugging beers in his bunny suit.
Tom is a... I think Tom needs a little help with that T-shirt.
Hey, Tom, do it in the other room, please.
Yeah.
You got my phone, Joe?
It'll take a while.
Yeah. Yeah, somewhere.
Okay, all
somewhere.
Right, dude. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Joe. If we have time, I have one last Halloween treat.
Very good.
That I want to try to fit in. You know, I think... We could do it in 5 minutes, right?
Yeah, I think so.
If we call the phone horse with the Frankenstein tapes.
Very good.
It's the last thing I've been holding out.
I think you can do that quickly.
Coming up next, we will be
right back.
Bye, Tom.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It understands this time. It's wonderful.
Frankenstein, where is it?
Quiet, you fool. Get away with that torch. Quick! Fetch the rope, quick! Get him to the cellar.
Shoot it! It's a monster!
The Don and Mike Show.
Even better than a nice hot bowl of nasal bisque. The Don and Mike Show.
I gotta really fly to get this in.
Very good. We're gonna have some of our phone hoes talk to Frankenstein's monster. Scared?
Scared, kids?
Very scary.
Hi, baby.
Hi, baby.
Hi, baby.
You've reached 1-900-258 or ask.
Right.
1-900-258-4277. I've been waiting for your call, and I'm so hot, wet, and horny, I could just explode.
Let's see, we have friend, good,
every desire,
no good, wood,
all your wildest fantasies,
this is good smoke,
this is good smoke.
We have good, good,
yes,
good, arg, all of these tapes from the original movie, Frankenstein.
We're going to see how they respond to Frankenstein.
For customer service, please call 1-800.
I have to tell the phone horse she's on the air.
Yes. And then it's
filling
all
3 seconds
Frank.
Off the phone.
Even though I do it now. Donna, Mike, you're on the air.
Each call has an access fee of $5.99.
Thank you.
Please be aware that your call may be monitored for quality purposes. Okay.
We also have him saying please. Bad.
Right.
Good. Bad. Bad.
Bad. There he is. Hi, Frank. Okay. Here we go.
Hello.
They asked me for the last four digits. What are the last four digits?
Hi, this is my minute connected to your service. I need you to verify the last 4 digits of your telephone number.
Sure. 0781.
Thank you. Just now.
You're on the air. Meet me.
Press 1 to go.
Yeah. Here we go.
Remember to get back to the main menu.
Remember, baby.
You can press star at
right,
any time.
Right. Just give us the goods. Frank's ready. Here we go.
Good.
No good.
Hello.
Don and Mike, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Friend.
What?
Friend.
That's your name?
Good.
Okay, so we're playing on the phone right now, huh?
Bad.
We've got to switch girls here. I don't have any time for tolerance. I don't have time or tolerance for this. You're dead to me. Oh, press 1.
Remember to get back to the main menu. You can press.
We don't have time to sit through the dumb ones today.
I don't understand the Frankenstein. It's difficult to understand.
Here's somebody new. Good.
Somebody not bad.
Hello?
Don and Mike, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello.
Friend. Friend.
Oh, these girls are bad
they
today.
They are bad.
Yeah, they're all lazy.
Bad.
Yep. Give me another one.
All cocking their heads like little poodles. In a state of total confusion.
To go one-on-one with a sexy girl.
Yeah.
Only $3.99.
Come on.
Remember,
come on
to get back to the main menu, you can press star.
This has been no good thus far.
No good.
But it's fun listening to Frankenstein.
Yeah. If they're good, they're going to give him...
wood.
They give him some wood.
I don't want to make any suggestions here, but if the next one is crazy... Oh. Donna Mike, you're on the air.
Hello.
Friend.
Maybe a little help.
What?
Good. 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 Friend.
Ooh, sounds scary.
There we go.
All right.
What character are you, Fred?
Good, good.
What did he say?
Good, good.
You got two of them.
He said he's something.
Good.
Good.
No good.
No good?
Bad.
You're no good.
Good, good.
You're God?
Good smoke.
Is that what he said?
Friend.
Friend?
Yeah.
Friend.
Oh, my God. Oh, I wish I could understand him. This could be fun. I'm just...
No good.
No good. He said he's no good.
Bad.
No good, huh?
You're on the air. Both girls, you're on the air.
I bet he's good.
Good. Good. Good.
It's fun to be bad sometimes. Hmm?
No good.
No good.
Bad.
I bet he's good. Oh, he must be
good.
Let's see if they get that one.
Wood.
Wood?
Wood.
Wood.
All right, now we're going to get mad.
I just couldn't understand him.
No good.
No good.
Oh, what are you no good at? Just through it.
Friend.
Bad?
Bad.
What makes you bad? Sounds like a ghoul.
Good. Good.
A scary ghoul.
Yeah.
Good.
Come on. Come on.
That's my Halloween trick.
I know.
Friend. Friend.
Fred?
Friend.
Friend.
Sounds like it's Fred.
Jesus, you dumb bitch.
Well, Fred, what
no.
character?
No good.
It's Fred.
I think that's...
Friend.
Yeah.
It's a recording.
Bad.
I'm going to be
like,
a little goofy tonight.
Yeah. Good. Good.
Halloween Anna Nicole makes me goofy sometimes.
Good, good.
They like that one. That's the one they like the best.
No good.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I hope you don't have to put over that
eye. It's a recording.
Friend.
They've just figured that out.
I take care of it, I do. I don't think.
Friend.
Come on.
This is good smoke.
I didn't pay my money to listen to.
Bad.
No good.
No good. Good. Good.
Oh, somebody else's.
I think he was.
You're on the air.
Friend.
Oh, my God. He's funny.
Good, good.
That might be the...
No good.
Somebody's got an accent, even when they say no good. I pick up
good,
accent.
Good, good. Bad.
Well, yesterday I was on, and they had this, like, weird recording going on.
No good.
Who is that?
Good, good.
Anyway, there was, like, this thing going on in one of the rooms, and it was, like, it sounded like you were in one of those bad
Warner Brothers
movies.
Music?
Yeah.
Good, good.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, every time you talk, you're like... Oh, my God.
Okay. Funny, when you talk to... Shana...
Good, good.
It's going to drive me insane.
Good.
Cute. That is cute. Oh, my.
Good.
Did you hear what I asked you to do for me?
Good. Good.
About when you talk to Shanna?
No, I didn't get to hear
that.
Oh, I said you could tell her about it for me. It's so funny.
Good, good.
They're just and going then, on. Now they're ignoring you.
They're just continuing. Okay, well.
There they go.
There you go.
That's not a lot of energy on Halloween from the phone host.
I guess not.
They sure liked it when he said good, good, good.
They like the giggly good.
Yeah, they like the giggly good. Giggly
good, good.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Good news.
It's me.
He made it up.
Yes, good news.
Good, good.
Good.
Good. Good.
Buzz, what is your lead story today?
Today, mourning the loss of a rapper.
Oh, right. And that's not good.
No.
Rob, you got it right there in your hand.
It's bad.
That's bad. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike
Don
Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was
good. Good.
That was very
professional.
This.